I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Governor Daniel Malloy wants to pull money from a land conservation fund, but legislators aren't so sure. The Community Investment Act is funded through a $40 document recording fee collected when you carry out a real estate transaction at Town Hall.
And the funds are deposited into a statewide fund for four programs: open space, farmland preservation, and dairy support, affordable housing, and historic preservation.
Amy Patterson is with the Connecticut Land Conservation Council. She says that money is a major source of funding for land acquisition projects around the state, estimated to bring in around $20 million each year. Malloy wants to take that cash and toss it into the state's general fund for a year and a half. Lawmakers then amended that, calling for only 50% of that money to get diverted.
I don't think it's a direction that Connecticut should go.
Vincent Candelora is deputy minority leader in the State House of Representatives.
To then take that money and try to balance Connecticut's budget is really disingenuous. And I think it violates, you know, a sacred promise to people that if you're going to pay a fee for something, the money should go toward that fee. Otherwise, you need to eliminate the program altogether.
And Senator Ted Kennedy Jr., co-chair of the Environment Committee, says,
you know, if it were up to me, I would restore every single penny into the Community Investment Act.
He says it has funded more than 30 projects in his district. Kennedy says he knows times are tough, but he hopes legislators look elsewhere to balance the budget. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.